Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. This week we're going to focus on personality disorders, which is going to be...
We've talked about this for a long time. We have discussed this for months.
Talked about covering this topic?
Covering this topic.
Yeah. Personality disorders are challenging, to say the least. It's a very difficult... I find it a very difficult topic because I feel like I'm constantly on the edge to not overgeneralize, not underemphasize. It's a tough balancing act.
With personalities, every time we talk about these disorders, we talk about a spectrum.
Right.
And we say that, you know, it's mild to severe.
Right.
And we talk about everybody has... Mm-hmm. Everybody's inattentive sometimes. So how do you know that your inattention reaches some point where it's a diagnosis?
Right.
It's difficult to do with most disorders to say, well, I think this is ADHD. It's not just distractibility. It's more than that. That the most difficult place to do that is with the personality. For me, the most difficult place is with the personality disorders because they stem from your personality. This is kind of how you are.
Right.
It's your basic temperament, your basic traits. And you say, well, at what point does it become problematic?
Right.
And that's really difficult to do because if a person's really happy all the time, you know, you say, well, nice person to be around.
Right.
But when does happiness become, where's that line between happiness and something else that could be problematic? And it's very difficult to determine that with the personality disorders.
Absolutely.
A lot of gray area.
A lot of gray area. And and I think that's, again, that's what to me is the most difficult thing in talking about it.
Right.
As we go through the week, we're going to talk about assessing it and treating it. All of these things are exceedingly difficult.
Right.
But we're going to give it a shot.
Right. Right. And because the thing to remember about personality is it stems from personality disorders stem from personality.
Right.
We all have a personality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
and so,
most of them. There are some people who are like,
let me put it this way. If you have a pulse and brainwaves, you have personality. No, we all have a personality. We all have quirks. We all have strengths. We have weaknesses. We have things we express and don't express. When does it become problematic?
Right.
You know, when does your personality become problematic?
Right.
And it's a difficult call.
It is. It is very difficult.
Culture bound and other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, as you said, you know, personality disorders obviously stem from personality, which in and of itself stems from temperament and interaction between one's temperament and one's experiences.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So we have the biological nature nurture. Mm-hmm. You know, there's contributing factors from both.
Right.
And you know, so we're born with a temperament that kind of sets the general stage for the direction we're going to be heading in. You know, you can have an easy temperament or a more difficult or a slow to warm type of temperament and some variations therein.
Right.
And then experiences are going to strengthen or weaken different traits or characteristics associated with that temperament.
Right.
And we have things like attachment theory and different theoretical perspectives that help inform us as it relates to the development of personality and personality disorders.
Yeah, you know, that's right. Because what personality, like if you take a course in personality, the study of personality, what you're actually doing is you're trying to explain how people differ from each other on those dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
Like
people
have different temperaments, okay? And you're born with a certain kind of temperament, which is affected then by your environment.
Right.
So you may be born with one kind of temperament, but if you end up in a very different kind of environment, the environment affects your temperament.
Right.
But the temperament also affects the way you deal with your environment.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this synergy between the person you are born as and the environment that you're born into.
Right, absolutely. So
when that progression, the development of your personality goes awry, and maybe, again, here we go. This is where it starts getting a little
slippery.
When things happen, either from your temperament or because of your environment, that aren't conducive to a healthy development of self, then we have the potential, there's the risk of following a path that could lead to one of various personality disorders.
Right.
There are three clusters of personality disorders. Mm-hmm. What aptly named cluster A, cluster B, cluster C.
Right. But a cluster is a collection.
Right.
They sort of, these personality disorders sort of cluster together, and these cluster differently. And these, so there's three basic clusters, collections of personality.
Right. And the three clusters, there's 10 specific personality disorders. And they kind of are scattered across the three clusters. Cluster A are more odd and eccentric types of personality disorders. Cluster B is more, they're very, I was going to say histrionic, but histrionic is what it's called.
That's one of them, right.
but it's more dramatic. They're very emotional. And then cluster C are very anxious. They're very fearful types of disorders.
Say that again. So
A is odd or eccentric.
Odd or eccentric behavior.
Right.
So anything that you look, person comes into your life and this is really bizarre. This person is really bizarre. And they strike you and others as being really bizarre. So that would be cluster A.
Right.
Okay.
Cluster B is going to be the personality trait, personality disorders that are sort of characterized by being very dramatic, very emotional, erratic behavior, those types of things.
And this would be a person that you would look at and say, well, that was a tough night.
Right.
That one, you know, because there's so much drama. We went, oh, what a drama queen. Or it's highly emotional. And it just strikes you as being, wow, there's really a lot of passion there. Mm-hmm, you know, striking amount of passion that impresses everybody in the room. It's not just me. It impresses everybody that way.
Absolutely.
But this is highly emotional.
Right.
Okay. And the third?
And cluster C are those who are more anxious and fearful.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm,
so... Yeah. We have some anxiety type-ish.
Right. And that's really a good way to look at these, as you go from the first one, which is overwhelming, the second one, which is, wow, that was tough, and the third one, which is, you might not even know, because it might be something that's expressed in private, or only family members would know that you have that kind of fear.
Right.
You know, you wouldn't display that sort of fear in public, okay? So.
Right. Now, for the majority, I guess we could say, of the personality disorders, and the majority of people with personality disorders, they tend to function relatively well. From the perspective of they tend to work, they will likely have some relationships, and they will do different things. And just like your personality is just sort of the way that you see the world, like for me, I'll use myself as an example just because I know me.
Nobody else does.
Well, I feel like I'm a pretty optimistic person. So when I see a challenge, to me, that challenge is definitely conquerable.
And you've always been that way.
Always thought
that
way.
I talked to your mother about that. And I said, what was he like as a child? And she's the same way.
Yeah.
Okay? And you are. These are persistent traits.
Right.
Okay. And she told me, she said, this is how he was as a child. He's older and smarter, knows more, but his personality hasn't changed.
Right.
He approached school the way he approached elementary school, the way he approaches work.
Right.
Bring those same qualities. Those are your personality traits.
Right. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's just the way that I see the world. It's the way that I problem solve. It's the way that I interpret everything that happens around me through that lens.
That's right.
It's the same way with personality disorders.
And for you, the glass is always half full.
Absolutely.
We hear that phrase all the time.
Right.
You know, some people tend to look at the world in optimistic ways.
Right.
And some people in pessimistic ways. The glass is half full or the glass is half empty. That's a trait.
Mm-hmm.
And so for you, the glass is always half full.
Right. Okay. Absolutely.
And then
I go ahead and fill it up.
No, I was
going to say. And I get another cup.
And he beats all of us into filling it up. No, so, I have an idea.
Remember that?
I have a good idea. And I've learned now to run the other way when Dr. B says, I have an idea. And I shudder when he says that. Because it means we're going to work more.
That's why I locked the door before I say that now.
A great idea.
So, but if that's the way that I see the world, it's difficult. It would be difficult for me to change that and try to think more on a consistent daily basis, to think more pessimistically.
It's just not something you're going to do.
No, because it just doesn't feel like that's the way that I'm supposed to think.
Right.
And it's the same way with personality disorders. As we go through over the course of the next few days, as we go through the different clusters, we're going to be talking about traits with these different diagnoses. And it's not that the person knows that it's a problem. You know, when we talk about depression, for example, a person knows that they're depressed. Typically, you know that you don't feel right. You know that you feel sad. You know that you feel down. You know you can recognize that you're in an episode right now where you're more withdrawn from other people and things like that. Mm-hmm. When it comes to personality disorders, however, they don't necessarily know, because this is just the way life is, and it's just the way that it always has been. And many times, they even expect, I say they, many times we expect other people to just believe and see and interpret the world in exactly the same way that we do.
And there's another important point with that. Because they don't see themselves this way, there's nothing wrong with them.
Absolutely.
And this is the other thing. It goes all the way back to Freud. And Freud was probably the first personality theorist. Mm-hmm. Okay, we go back to him. Other people talked about it, but he put it together as a theory. And that was one of the things he said. Yeah. He said, I can't do anything about it because they don't come to me saying, I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, a person with a personality disorder, my whole family's messed up.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with me.
Right.
It's all of them, because they don't perceive themselves as having a problem. It's just who they are.
Right.
You know, this is me.
Yeah. It's like, and what I try to use as an analogy when I'm seeing patients is I say, you know, it would be like, for me to say that you have a personality disorder, that there's something wrong with the way that you're thinking, and for us to change that would be much akin to me saying, I'm going to convince you that this is not a white shirt.
No, you're going to convince me, or you're going to change something about yourself.
You're
going to become a pessimist.
Right.
Okay. And I think if we go back to your personality, for me to say, Bernie, we're going to work real hard over the next 10 sessions to turn you into a pessimist.
Mm-hmm.
Not likely.
Right.
It's not likely that that's going to happen, because I'm tinkering with the person you are.
Right.
I'm not tinkering with just a behavior.
Right.
I'm not dealing with inattention. I'm not dealing with a short fuse.
Right.
I'm dealing with the basic person you are.
Right.
And it's very, very difficult to do anything about that.
And moreover, and this is just as a, again, to differentiate, you know, sometimes when we're in depressive episodes, we become more pessimistic. This isn't the same thing, because usually we're only pessimistic during that depressive phase.
Right.
And that's, one of the ways that we can see and tell the difference between those depressive episodes versus when we're not in a depressive episode.
Right. You're pessimistic because you're depressed.
Right.
And versus,
we often can recognize that.
Right.
When it's a personality trait, it's just the way that you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
And you rarely, if ever, have times when you're optimistic.
And that's what we meant earlier when we said you begin with personality, which is these persistent, long-standing traits that we have that determine, and I use the word carefully, determine how we think and feel and behave. Okay. But you're right, it feels normal.
Right. Yeah.
So to tell somebody they have to change something that seems normal, it's very difficult.
Absolutely.
But you're right. I think the good example is we couldn't turn you in. I don't think any of us could turn you into a person who starts to look at the world as half empty.
Right.
The glass is half empty.
Right.
We're not going to change that part of you.
And it's not because we typically see optimism as a better trait, It has nothing to do with that. If I was a very pessimistic person, it would be the same thing.
That's right.
It would be very difficult for you to
turn you into an optimist. True.
Right.
That's true.
Because I would be able to provide you example after example after example from the time I was a child of where being pessimistic was supported and upheld and that perspective was valid.
And we have parents who will come in and say, he's always been fearful. He's since he was an infant, he's been fearful. And then at 2, he did this. And at 4, he did this. And at 7, he did this. But these fear, this there's been this persistent part of him that has that is fearful.
Right, right. So the, this week is going to be, I think, a very interesting but potentially challenging week for discussions.
Right.
You know, on Tuesday, we're going to talk about cluster A personalities, cluster A personality types, disorders. On Wednesday, we're going to talk about cluster B personality disorders. And Thursday, we're going to talk about cluster C personality disorders. And then we'll get into the assessment and treatment of personality disorders, which are going to be challenging, really challenging topics.
Especially the treatment. Yeah, it's really, really tough.
Yeah. So stick with us. We'd love to hear from you, to hear what you think and all about this stuff.
What I'm excited about with this, and we said at the beginning of the podcast that we've been threatening to do this for months. What I like about it is that in the course of your daily life, family life, work life, community, you're going to encounter people who have personality disorders, and it's important for you to recognize, not only recognize it, that you may have, that your personality may be expressing disorder, may be reaching disorder. And it's something I think we should all be mindful of. I would like to know if mine's, you know, if any part of me is reaching that point. So it's always you self-question. But the other thing is, if you encounter a person with a personality disorder, it's important for you to know that.
Yeah.
Because again, it's not something you're going to change, or you're not something you're going to change easily.
Right.
And you're going to be affected by that person, okay?
Yeah.
And you need to be aware of that. Right. And you need to be aware of where your boundaries are, that you won't let people encroach into those.
Right.
And it's an important lesson, I think, to learn, to carry as you function in the world.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So there's a couple of articles that we posted in the show notes. Check those out. One from the American Psychiatric Association, and one from the from Psychology Today. They're both really good. Kind of give an overview of personality disorders and the 10 subtypes that we'll be going through during the course of the week.
That's right. We have the 10 subtypes. So we'll be talking about different subtypes Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah. This is going to be a fun week.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward
to
it.
And of course, each of these diagnoses, each of these disorders, could be done over the course of a week or a semester. So there's a lot of information with these, but we're going to try to pull it together for you.
And you mentioned, please get in touch with us.
Yeah,
we would love to. This is a complicated topic. Please ask whatever questions you have. We'll be happy to respond to those, both as email or Twitter, if you have a Twitter account. Some of us don't have Twitter accounts. If you have a Twitter account or email, or we'll bring them up on the podcast. If you have questions, we can raise those questions during the podcast. So help us out with this one.
Absolutely. And please keep commenting and writing to us on YouTube. A lot of people have been doing that, and it's a great way to interact and exchange
ideas. I'm getting
the
feeling that YouTube is what people prefer.
Right.
They that's the feedback that I'm getting, that I'm seeing on YouTube.
Yeah.
My daughter said, her friends are calling her now and saying, hey, I saw your dad on YouTube. You know, should I subscribe to that? And I said, yes, ma'am, they should.
Tell them yes.
Yes, I did. And and she was kind of laughing because she doesn't think of her father as a star. And that's a personality disorder.
It's called delusional.
That's right. No, she was funny because it's this discovery after 450 podcasts that my daughter's saying
450 plus
that her friends are contacting her now and saying, hey, I saw your dad. So
yes.
So please stay in touch
and
bring us your questions.
And you know, write a review on iTunes. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
any of that stuff, just to get more people involved and engaged with this. So that'd
love
be great
to hear from you.
So, all right. That is it for today. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and Psych Ridge podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We'd be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/thementalbreakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.